righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of pissing people off.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo, 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 yo,
good morning, Angela Yee.
Well, well, well. Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Monday.
It's Monday, back to the work week. Good morning.
And listen, man, I want to drop one of the clue bombs for the man who has been to six straight finals. He's got three rings. James Jones. Drop one of Clues Bombs for James Jones, ladies and gentlemen. Okay.
You drop one.
James Jones has been to the finals six great times, and he's got three rings, man. Clap for that man, damn it.
And congratulations to LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, him too. Him too.
Last night, they won in Game 7, as predicted by me.
Yes, DJ Envy did make that prediction.
Rashawn Casey, DJ Envy, I predicted that.
Charlamagne, you thought it was a ridiculous prediction.
I didn't think it was a ridiculous prediction. I was just sticking to mine. But that was a good prediction. Mm-hmm. Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Cavs and Warriors. One of, somebody got to win. Cavs won.
Congratulations.
The
game
was
dope game. Amazing game. It was a good game. It was a way to finish.
It was a damn good game.
89. It was tied 89 with what? Less than 2 minutes left. That's the way a game should be played.
That's an amazing game.
They deserved it. I knew it was going to go to Game 7.
You did say that from the beginning.
I knew LeBron was going to take this. He willed that win. He had to win that one.
You didn't sound like really certain, but you wanted.
He was going to win.
By the way, when the series is 3-1, it has no choice but to go to a Game 7 if you want the Cavs to win.
I said it way beforehand that they was going to win in 7.
I said it way beforehand. They won in seven games.
Magic Johnson said there can't be any more LeBron James haters. He's proved that he is still the best player in the world with this championship.
I mean, I tweeted that last night. You can't slander LeBron James anymore.
You mean you can't?
Nobody can. LeBron James gets a lot of slander from a lot of different individuals, including me. But you can't, because he did everything last night that we always said he couldn't do. He won a championship on his back.
That's right.
He went back to Cleveland, got his ring. He beat a team that was 73-9, greatest NBA record of all time, came down from 3-1. You a hater if you just, you know, got
Absolutely.
Something negative to say.
Played
now.
Amazing.
And
my friend,
never been a hater.
I was watching the game.
He deserved the MVP and everything.
With my friend Lori Allen, she was saying that she was like, you know, I really just want them to win because everybody's hating on LeBron so much.
Now, I'm going to be honest.
What?
MVP, yes, he probably did deserve.
Yes, he deserved that.
But Kyrie could have been in the running, too. Because Kyrie balled out the last four games, bro.
He balled
they
out.
They don't win
not
this.
Not the last game, but he balled out the last couple
of
games.
Last game, he had 30-something points. Or 27 or something
like that. 27. One before
and 41,
that, he had 40, 41.
Yeah.
But LeBron had just better stats. I mean, not only did he have the points, he had the assists, he had the rebounds. LeBron was an overall
it's debatable.
Better player.
It's not debatable.
Better player.
Yeah, all around. But it's still debatable. You don't win that series without Kyrie Irving.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, we see what happened last year when he didn't have Kyrie Irving.
That's what I'm saying.
But, you know, it was a great game. And like I said, I predicted that Cleveland Cavs was going to win in 7.
You should have bet. You should have gambled.
But you don't.
You better
you don't
be
gamble.
Glad you did it.
No,
Charlamagne.
I don't gamble. I said you should have bet.
Why?
If I say you should have bet,
I thought you meant with you. I done bet you.
No, you should have gambled.
He's trying to deflect.
Nah, I mean, I only gamble with my team. You know, my Knicks, my Giants. I just wanted LeBron.
Oh man, can we listen? It's a sad, sad day.
That's all I wanted.
I don't want to say a sad day because I guess it's a happy day too.
What's that?
J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert
that
got rings before freaking Carmelo Anthony.
That pissed me off a little bit.
This is a cold, cold world we live in.
But, you know, Amon Shumpert, he hit a three-pointer and with a foul, so okay. And J.R. Smith played pretty good last night, so you can't knock him. They played great as a team.
Does this mean Tristan Thompson was worth the money they gave him?
Absolutely. He earned it the last three games. He earned that one. All right, well, let's get in the front page news. What are we talking about?
Ooh. Well, I guess we got to talk some more about the... about the Cavs. Also, we'll talk about a man that was charged after 12 girls were found in his house in Pennsylvania. Crazy story. One of the girls I know, the family gave their daughter to him.
I could have predicted what you were going to say in front page news.
I should hope so. That was a huge story.
That's just what I do.
And by the way, we need to talk about Rihanna when we come out after this song, okay?
Why?
We talk about it when we come back.
All right, front page news is next. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on, Ezra Reeve. That was Riri, work, 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 work.
I got a question.
What's that?
How come Rihanna doesn't get slut shamed for lusting after a married man? Y'all gave that chick who was lusting after Steph hell, and Rihanna be ODing on the gram when it comes to LeBron. She put a picture up of LeBron last night and put bae.
I saw that.
But nobody says anything. She put a picture with a 23 on her or stomach and tag King James in it, and nobody says nothing.
I didn't see none of that.
Boy, I hope
right.
LeBron is not really touching Rihanna, because boy, that's the side chick you got to cut
well,
off when they start acting like that.
Maybe her and Savannah are friends.
Man, ain't that much friends
true.
In the world. Come on, man. I don't know too many women in the world gonna let a girl put day man up on Instagram and put bae.
Well, bae means different things
on
now.
Father's Day. Don't you see me with my kids winning a ring for my hometown?
In the picture, she was kissing the trophy.
Man.
But to be fair, Young Thug called you bae too. And how did your wife feel?
That's
I don't know how she
point.
Took it. I never asked her. I never asked her how she felt about it.
Well, let's go to front
she
page news. The NBA Finals, of course, the Cavs became the first team to come back from 3-1 to win the NBA Finals.
Amazing.
LeBron won the MVP, and I predicted this. I said in game seven games, Cleveland will win.
There were a lot of predictions. Now, here is LeBron James talking about the NBA Finals.
Hold on, let's pull it up. We got it. Here we go.
Out of gone 2 years. When I came back, I gave everything that I had. I brought my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. There's nothing a man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me, they're saying this is what he want me to do. And Cleveland, this is for you.
Aisha Curley really wants LeBron to stop giving glory to her God, okay?
Now, there were a lot of predictions that were made in this room as well, right? Envy, your prediction was on point.
Yeah, Cleveland going to win in seven.
Charlemagne, his was wrong. But
I predicted twice. I predicted Warriors in five.
Then he said Warriors in six.
Of course I did. I wanted the Warriors to win. I stick to mine.
Well, let's hear some of that.
I still say Cleveland is seven.
First of all, I wish we had some crickets, some tears, or sad music. The fact that Golden State's going to have to win another championship in Cleveland.
I don't think so. I think Cleveland is seven.
Okay. No.
I mean, I knew that. You don't argue with somebody that doesn't play the sport.
You play
Stop
the sport
it.
Now?
Absolutely.
I thought he was in the NBA.
Knock it off. You made
It doesn't matter what it is. You can say this, that, and the other.
Let me ask you a question. Since I don't play the sport, what about all the NBA players who predicted Golden State was going to win? Jalen Rose predicted he was going to win last night. Well, what about them? Stephen A. Smith predicted Golden State was going to win.
I would argue with them. I wouldn't argue with you. You didn't play the sport.
We're both radio personalities.
You're not athletic enough to argue with you.
But the radio guys.
The moral of the story is you can't slander LeBron James no more. All LeBron slander is finished and done. Okay? That's just what it is.
I don't think anybody else here slandered LeBron in this room.
Everybody, you clearly don't watch sports. People slander LeBron all the time.
In this room.
That's why last night he addressed his critics.
In this room.
That's why last night he addressed his critics and he said, yo, this is for everybody who always continued to doubt me over my 13 years.
I mean, everybody has slandered LeBron. He had to win this. He won in Miami Heat. And not to take anything away from what LeBron did in Miami, he had role players. He had players put together. That team was put together.
Let's be clear.
Team was a little different. He went back home, he won for his team. This solidifies him as one of the best players, if not the best player behind Michael Jordan ever.
Listen, one championship in Cleveland is worth those seven he said he would win in Miami. Because Cleveland is damn near a third world country, let's be clear.
Not only do they deserve it,
they need it. Listen,
they
let me
ever
tell you
been
something.
To Cleveland?
Listen, why would I want to go to Cleveland?
I've been
Listen,
to Cleveland. Let me tell you something. Shout out to my guy DJ Steph Law. Shout out to Rich Paul, everybody from Cleveland.
You know all
not
the
a third world.
All the Golden State Warriors T-shirts that would say 73-9 Dream Season, we did it. They all got shipped to Cleveland.
No, they didn't. They got international.
Did you see all the people in the street in Cleveland? I was watching the news this morning.
They didn't even know how to celebrate. They didn't know what to do. They was just like, do we burn things down? Do we steal stuff? Do we loot?
A couple of them.
They haven't won in 52 years. They didn't know what to do. In Cleveland last night.
They were confused, but they did win.
Listen, I know Steph
Luss
is
going
to be out there lighting it up, partying like crazy.
They better have their ass to work if they know what I know.
Congrats to them again.
One day.
All right, now let's talk about these 12 girls.
Well, hold on, we have time to do this.
There's more. There's something else to talk about?
Yeah. No, we got to talk about these 12 girls that were found in a house in Pennsylvania. The police are now trying to find out what happened. Now, Lee Kaplan, who's 51 years old, has been charged with statutory sexual assault, aggravated indecent assault, and other offenses because of a tip from a neighbor. There were girls ranging from 3 years old old, 6 months old to 18 years old, okay? Now, the 18-year-old girl told police that she and Kaplan were the parents of the 3-year-old and the 6-month-old in the house. They were living in a basement, hiding in a chicken coop. Apparently, the teenager's father told investigators that he and his wife gifted their daughter to Kaplan about 4 years ago because they needed money to save them from financial ruin. So now the parents are also being held with charges of conspiracy to commit statutory sexual assault. Crazy story. 12 girls living in a house.
I can't believe you would ruin James Jones' glory with that story, man. James Jones been to 6th grade NBA Finals, got 3 rings, and you just bought the mood down with that story. Drop one of Clues Bombs for James Jones again. Okay?
Again, congratulations to LeBron James in the city of Cleveland. When we come back, tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any given time. But call right now. We'll put you live on the air if you're upset. Maybe you bet against LeBron and you got to pay somebody their money today. Whatever it may be.
It wasn't
be.
A bad bet, though.
800. Yes, it was if you lost.
Yeah, if you lost, but it wasn't a bad bet.
If you lose, it's a bad bet.
800. But going into it, it's not
585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hey, this is David calling from Georgia.
Hey, tell them why you mad, bro.
You got a lot of people that was against LeBron. All of a sudden now, everybody wearing LeBron t-shirts. Either you're against him or you're for him. You can't be trailing the fence.
You know, it's amazing, the same people that were burning his T-shirts and doing all that now over there rooting for him.
Well, I'm not going to lie. He left the city high right. and dry. So, yeah, they were pissed
no,
off.
No, I'm just
they
saying, that's just a weird thing.
But yeah, now he's back and now they accept it.
And, I mean, you can't be a hater. You know what I'm saying? You can be objective and, you know, you slander when it's time to slander. You give props when it's time to give props.
Okay. Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Bree from Savannah.
Hey, Bree, tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because this chick that I'm talking to came over and started talking to her supposed ex-girlfriend. And we just came out of the bedroom.
So you jealous because a chick you smashing is going to call another chick right after you finish doing your
that
thing.
That is really disrespectful.
Yeah, that's fast.
Yeah. She don't have no respect for you.
She didn't have any respect for you. She also was like, I'm single. It's as simple as that because you know I checked
so
it.
You left her. You left her in your house?
I just dropped her ass off. I'm on my way to work.
But you didn't
she would have to, listen, I want to drop her off. She'd have to take an Uber.
I'm going to be honest with you, Ma. That just means your jaw game is whack. If you just finished and she called another girl, jaw game ain't strong, Ma.
It couldn't be.
That's exactly what it is.
This her third time back. What am I, a loser?
No, your jaw game whack.
Ain't no way.
Your jaw game not strong, Ma.
Damn it, man.
I know my jaw game tight.
It's not.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shay.
Shay, tell them why you mad, Mama.
I'm mad because Iman Sherbert and J.R. Smith got a damn ring before Carmelo went.
That
upset
cold
me a little
world,
bit, too.
Bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, but guess what? They don't got a Lala.
This is true.
Iman Sherbert has
I'm just trying
Deanna
to look at
Taylor.
The bright side.
But I tried. I was J.R. so
Smith
hurt
got
last
married.
Night.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, they both played well. J.R. Smith played pretty good last night.
Now, let's
night.
Not say they both played well.
He's still a bum.
J.R. played well.
Iman Shumpert,
he played well, but he's still a bum.
Thank you, Bob.
That man was crying his heart out last night,
He was.
You can't call a man a bum. He had 12 points. He showed up last night,
He played well. Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. Now, over the weekend, it was Father's Day. Charlamagne, when we come back, we'll find out what you did, what you got, because I got another tie.
You did? That's nice.
My daughter. Well, I'll tell you about it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Jeremiah with We. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Again, happy Father's Day to all the fathers who celebrated on Sunday.
For sure.
Over the weekend, I had a barbecue at the crib. My pops, my son, my daughters. We just had a nice barbecue. We watched the game with each other. And I get a tie every year somehow, some way. And this year, I guess, at the school that my little ones go to, they actually made me a tie out of construction paper.
That's nice.
So I always get
a tie. Why did you wear it?
How do you wear a tie out of construction paper? Has little fuzzy balls on it.
That's
my
cute.
Daughter was so excited to give me that tie.
Oh,
so
that's
pretty
really
cool.
Cute.
So happy Father's Day again to all the fathers. I had a great time. We just barbecued, chill, and we all watched the game with each other.
Well, first of all, I love being a father. I love being a
Absolutely.
Parent. There's no better feeling in the world. And I didn't get a tie. I got a Marvel Comics Father's Day card. So when you open it up, like Wolverine and Spider-Man and Cyclops all pop out. And then I got the Fire TV. Mm-hmm. That's what it's called, right?
Yep,
the
yep,
Fire
yep.
TV that comes with the Hulu and Netflix and everything else, which was dope because I was like, yo, we just moved into the new crib. So I was like, yo, I got to get something for the crib. But, you know, they had one for my little man cave area.
Okay.
So I appreciated that.
You have a man cave area?
I got a man cave area.
My son took my man cave area.
My man cave area is very, very adult-like.
Wait, what you mean adult? Like, what, you got swings and sexual toys in there?
No, I don't got all that.
Happy Father's Day, guys.
Oh, thank you, Yee. Did you do anything with your pops?
I'm going to see him this week. My mom actually had to work yesterday. So
what's that got to do with your pops?
We're all going to go out later this week.
So you didn't see your pops yesterday because your mom had to work?
Well, and I also had to go to a baby shower. But we all, listen, I'm going to tell
baby
you
baby shower was all day long.
Yeah, it was. But I'm going to tell you something about my family. Nobody celebrates holidays on the actual holiday. We celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, Thanksgiving the day after Christmas, Mother's Day during the week because my father doesn't like traffic.
You don't like your pops, man.
So he doesn't even like to go out.
You don't like your pops. I think it's because he never took you to Disney World. You just don't like your pops.
I'm not going to front. I'm not looking forward to the feeling of getting older and not having my kids in the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're very young now. Mm-hmm. So it's like days like Father's Day when they walk in and they kiss you when you're in the bed.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Nothing beats that feeling, bro.
As soon as I graduated college, they was like, all right, you got to find a place to live now.
Nah, my kids always got a spot at the crib. They always good money. All right, when we come back, we got the rumors. What are we talking about in the rumors, G?
We are talking about breakups. Guess who broke up now this time? Also, Nick Cannon. We played you that freestyle rap that he did, and Mariah Carey is just confused.
Okay. All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's a Monday, and it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Bob, Iggy Azalea and Nick Young are broken up. Engagement is over. Now, she had put on social media, unfortunately, although I love Nick and have tried and tried to rebuild trust in him, it's become apparent in the last few weeks that I am unable to. It's never easy to part ways with the person you planned your entire future with, but futures can be rewritten, and as of today, mine is a blank page. Now, he simply tweeted out, single.
First of all, Nick and Iggy, y'all could have waited to announce this today. Nobody cared last night.
Nah,
Game 7 of the NBA Finals, Game of Thrones was on. Nobody cared.
Nah, it was bad.
And Iggy finally came to her senses and realized Nick is never getting a max contract. So she was like, I'm out.
I think it was more than that.
Yeah, she couldn't trust him, basically, because there's a video of him talking about cheating. All right.
Yeah, happens.
Well, let's discuss some more breakup news. Now we'll talk about Taylor Swift. They said Calvin Harris is upset because she dumped him over the phone. Some people were shocked about this because Taylor Swift was on Ellen and she had said she was upset when Joe Jonas broke up with her over the phone. Check it out.
It's all right. I'm cool. You know what? It's like when I find that person that is right for me and he'll be wonderful. And when I look at that person, I'm not even going to be able to remember the boy who broke up with me over the phone in 25 seconds when I was 18.
He broke up with me on the phone?
Yeah. It was like a record, I think. It was like I looked at the call log. It was like 27 seconds.
Hey. Oh, no.
That's got to be a record.
All right. Well, Calvin Harris, apparently, according to sources, are saying that he got a phone call, and she was very vague. She just said that she needed some space.
This is all a setup for Taylor Swift's next album. She needs material. Mm. That's what she does.
All right. And speaking of breakups, Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon still don't have their divorce. Now, we have played this freestyle for you that Nick Cannon did last
week.
Don't play it again.
Divorce papers.
No, don't do it.
Here it is.
Don't do it.
My daughter said, Daddy, why your eyes in tears? Because the last time I dropped you and your brother off, I didn't get a call next day, and it felt like years. And I'm gonna be honest, sometimes I hate to hear y'all on the other line having fun without me. I wonder if my son will ever doubt me. Cause with the press right about me, I done lost faith in everybody. What's love? I don't care about it. I just want my kids to be safe. There, you got it.
Okay, Jay, fart on that.
Fart on those bars, please. Thank you. One more, some little ass gas. A little more ass gas.
Well, I just had to give you guys a refresher because now Mariah is confused about why he would put this out. Now, Nick Cannon still hasn't signed the divorce papers. Mariah's sources feel like Nick is being manipulated by his lawyers. There's no issue between them. And at the end of that rap, Nick Cannon also says, F it, let's sign the papers. So, in an interview, Nick Cannon recently said that he put out divorce papers as a response to media reports he was holding up the divorce process. And he just did that. He said the hardest thing about his divorce is having to co-parent with Mariah.
It.
He said it's painful having to drop off his kids at her place. He said one day as my daughter was giving me a hug goodbye, my eyes welled up and she looked at me and said, Daddy, why do you have tears in your eyes? And I told her it was because I love her. She understood. She is a genius. She just hugged me harder and said, I love you too.
Why is Mariah just now confused about the music Nick Cannon puts out?
I'm always confused.
I'm always confused about the music Nick Cannon puts out.
Why he put out this song in particular because...
Why won't he just sign?
She said she has never denied him access to the twins, and he's always been able to see them whenever he wanted, so she doesn't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand. It has nothing to do with money.
What the issue is.
I don't understand.
I don't have nothing to do with his personal life. I'm just always 99%... Most of the time, I'm confused about the music that Nick Cannon puts out.
You are confused, too?
99% of the time, I ask myself, why did he put this music out?
Well, that was your breakup rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we'll give you some front page news. We'll tell you about my prediction. Cleveland Cavaliers in 7. We'll tell you all about that. His LeBron James' speech and a lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Rihanna really bought that savage life, boy.
Yeah, that's Rihanna needed
she
me.
She told you she was a savage.
She just on Instagram lusting after Savannah's husband, LeBron James, like it ain't nothing.
Well, we'll talk about it. Let's get in some front page news. Now we're talking the NBA Finals. The Cavs became the first team to come back from 3-1 to win the NBA Finals. LeBron wins the MVP. As predicted by me, I told you they would win in 7, and they won in 7. Congratulations to all the Cavalier fans.
You did predict that, and I'm not no hater, man. I got to salute the man who's been to 6 straight NBA Finals. He's got 3 rings. Drop on the clues bombs for James Jones, damn it.
Congratulations to LeBron James for winning that, and congratulations to the Cleveland fans.
Well, let's hear LeBron.
I'm a Knicks fan, so. But let's hear LeBron.
Out of goal, 2 years. When I came back, I gave everything that I had. I brought my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and against all odds, I don't know why we want to take the hardest road. There's nothing a man above don't put you in situations that you can't handle. And I just kept that same positive attitude, like, instead of saying, why me, they're saying this is what he want me to do. And Cleveland, this is for you.
Absolutely. Congratulations to LeBron. It was an amazing game. It got down to, the last 2 or 3 minutes. It was tied 89. Kyrie Irving played a great game.
Yeah, Isaiah Thomas said that LeBron James is definitely in that room with the all-time greats.
I agree.
I give it to him. I can't say he's the best player ever, though, because it's still a Michael Jordan out there. It's still a Magic Johnson. It's still a Kobe Bryant. But it's up there.
He's up there.
What's the greater accomplishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Winning a championship in a third world country like Cleveland.
Stop calling Cleveland a third world country. You've never even been there.
Winning a championship in Cleveland or going one-on-one with HIV and winning or beating a rape case. Kobe beat a rape case. Magic beat HIV. Winning a championship in Cleveland is up there with those two, though.
I don't know
difficult.
That
you can't beat
those
Magic.
Now Magic Johnson you cannot beat Magic. Out.
It's up there, though.
No,
LeBron's
it's not.
You ain't won a championship
promise.
In 50 years.
Magic Johnson and what he accomplished?
Yeah, he went one. I'm telling you, he went one-on-one with HIV and one.
Magic right. Johnson tweeted out, LeBron delivered on his promise to bring a championship to Cleveland. Now if he decides to leave, nobody can be mad at him. LeBron
well,
with
can't
his
leave.
Championship.
He can't leave.
Sealed his legacy
no,
as
no,
one
no,
of
no.
the 5 greatest players to ever play this game.
He can't leave.
He can't leave.
He can't leave.
What you for?
He can't
man. Now they build, first of all, they're building a statue. They need to build a statue of you next year.
I think they said they were going to start building
okay.
a statue. They absolutely
like
positive
it should be up
statue.
By the
yes.
time the new season starts. And if it's I'm LeBron, I want my hairline on the statue. Do not make a statue. Don't give me no statue with my hairline receding, okay?
Well, congratulations again to the Cleveland Cavaliers. They played an amazing game. They came back 3-1. They look good. J.R. Smith actually played good last night. Amon Shumpert, ex-Nick, he hit that 3-pointer and one. So
Stop it. Barely on the highlight reel.
We needed that, though. They needed that.
On the highlight reel, more for his hair than any game plan.
Love played pretty good. He got the rebounds.
Love was decent. Kyrie Irving, though, why y'all not give Kyrie Irving
I said Kyrie Irving, too. Kyrie Irving.
They don't win that series without Kyrie
You're right. And it took a lot of balls for Kyrie Irving to take that ball and shoot the three with the game tied. A lot of balls because Steph Curry was in his face.
Yeah, and not only that, a lot of people would say LeBron needs to have the ball in that
Absolutely.
Situation. But hey, it doesn't matter. It's a team sport.
Team
right?
sport. Congratulations.
And
again.
Speaking
Predicted
of Kyrie
like
Irving, did you see Kalani delete her whole Instagram page again after last night?
I wasn't paying.
I think
no
people
mind.
Were making too many jokes
really?
About her because you know she was dating Kyrie Irving and then they won and
she
people were
stayed.
Going in on
or
her.
Maybe the truth hurts. Maybe she saw that meme that said, "Damn, Kalani could have been with an NBA champion." And maybe it really hurt her and affected her. Because Party Next Door done moved on. He walking around here with Kylie Jenner. So
now, Aisha Curry tweeted out, everything according to his plan, always glory to God.
Who's his?
God's plan.
Oh, okay.
That's who it is. Now,
it looked like a Tyronn Lue playing last night. That's what I think.
Yeah, he pissed me off putting Mo Williams in. I don't know why he put Mo Williams in, even though it was only 78 seconds. But in them 78 seconds, he damn near missed the layup, stepped out of bounds, and had two turnovers in that 78 seconds. Pissed me off.
The Warriors are going to be all right. The Warriors going to still have a great team next year.
Absolutely.
No need to talk about that. I have no slander for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They earned that chip.
All right, now that's front page news.
What is
now,
this Instagram video that Tank put up? Did you see this? Of him running through the streets Cavaliers?
Now, you just brought up something about RiRi.
Yeah, man, I'm just sitting there wondering how come Rihanna don't be getting slut shamed for lusting after a married man? Because y'all gave that chick who was lusting after Steph Curry hell. What was her name? I don't even remember her name. The little girl that was in the stands. Mm-hmm. And Rihanna be ODing on the ground when
she
it comes to LeBron.
What did she do? What did Rihanna do?
And she posted one picture where she's like laying out somewhere and she got 23.
She's a fan
written on her
stomach. She's a fan of LeBron.
And she tagged King James in it. Then last night she put this picture up and it said, Bae. Bro, if your side chick, and I ain't saying Rihanna's LeBron's side chick at all. I don't know nothing about that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, if any woman posted Bae of a picture of you on Instagram, it would be hell in the house. Because the first thing your wife want to know, a significant other want to know is, who the hell is this bitch?
Well, let me ask you. But he's a superstar, so I'm sure a lot of women post Bae next to LeBron's picture.
So you're saying
picture.
It's the access that makes it so bad that she posted that because she knows in person.
Yes. All right, let me ask you a question, right? Young Thug posted a picture of you and put Bae. How did your wife feel?
He didn't put Bae.
What did he put?
Yeah, he did.
He put Bae. Yes, he did.
He put Slime Season 3 coming soon. Stop it.
Oh, he didn't put Bae?
I thought he put Bae.
Jesus Christ.
Maybe he edited it.
Well, 800-585-1051. Rihanna's social media love for LeBron. Is that appropriate?
Appropriate.
Or is it out of line? Call us up right now. 800-585-1051.
It'd be different if she put congrats, bro, or something like that.
Word up. Bae. Bae! That's what I'm saying.
But everybody uses Bae now. It seems like everybody uses Bae now.
No.
I call you my Bae. Does your wife get mad when I call you Bae?
She'd be mad if she saw y'all in here hugging and humping, though.
800-585-1051. We're talking RiRi's social media. Is it appropriate or is it out of line? Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake. It's One Dance. Grips on your way. That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, 800-585-1051, we're taking your calls. We're talking about RiRi. Now, RiRi has been displaying some real love for LeBron James.
Real love? No, I don't understand why she's not getting slut shame for lusting after a married man, okay? Y'all gave that chick who was lusting after Steph Curry hell, and Rihanna be on Instagram calling LeBron James Bae. She posted a picture and put 23 on her stomach and tagged LeBron James in it. That is a married man with kids.
So you think it's too far?
I just think we got to restore some order to the game, okay? Because I'm just hypothetical with it.
Okay.
If indeed something is going on between the two, be a little discreet about it. And if you want something to be going on, be discreet about
it. Maybe she doesn't want something to go on. She just likes LeBron and admires him so much she thinks he's Bae.
Well, she need to use words that all my homegirls use for me, like bro. Okay? Like, but these are my real homegirls who really rep for me and hold me down. Bro, sis. That's appropriate.
But she did put LOL after.
But that don't mean nothing.
That's more of a sign of guilt.
But she could just be into LeBron James because he's a champion. He's one of the best players ever in the NBA. They're both ties to Roc Nation, so they're familiar with each other, and they just cool.
That's so you
cool.
A married man. If a girl got on Instagram right now, not just some random,
okay,
and she says, Envy is Bae.
Oh, no, she's not.
But she didn't say.
No, she's not.
She put Bae, LOL. If Envy won a trophy and all of that, and Rihanna put that up about you, would that be an issue?
Yes. No, she better not.
Bae is a key word. And then the LOL is, who you laughing at, Ree? Who you laughing at? Savannah?
See, when you put me involved, you're right. Yeah, don't call me Bae.
If I'm LeBron, I'm like, Ree.
Because even if I didn't do nothing, I got too many questions to ask.
You think Savannah not asking questions?
Yes.
Okay. Come on now.
You won that trophy, but let me ask you a question. What about this picture right here?
You're messing up. It's Father's Day. Yeah. All I want to do is go back to Cleveland and celebrate. Yeah. But now I'm getting all these questions. What's up with this Ree bitch? Oh, she a savage?
Call her right now and act like I'm not in the room. I want to see how she answers the phone.
And what if you call her and when you call, it says Bae?
Oh! Oh!
I feel LeBron's pain, man.
Would you call somebody Bae like that?
No, but I'm also not really like that. So, you know.
Rihanna, you cannot be calling.
I'm very respectful of people's relationships. That's why. So I do feel like it is a touchy thing to do. Now, do I think Rihanna meant anything by it? Probably not. Clearly, they know each other. They've been around each other. It might not
mean all the more
anything.
Reason it's terrible. Like, you can't have a song out saying that you know you a savage and you run through men and you on Instagram putting pictures of another woman's man up saying bae. No.
Hello, who's this?
Kay.
Hey,
good
Kay.
Morning.
We're talking Riri now. Is that appropriate or is it just a little too far?
See, I may be going so far, but I'm saying Rihanna's always been disrespectful. I think Chris Brown popped in the mouth a few times. But
no.
I think he's disrespectful. Yeah, I think he can be. He can be really pushing buttons. If y'all don't want to admit that, that's that.
So you think she's
if
out of line?
Y'all don't want to admit that, that's that.
So you think she's out of line? You think she's out of line?
I think she is out of line. Don't call my bae.
Word up, man.
Bed, your
y'all ladies, y'all gave that girl who was lusting after Steph Curry hell, and all she did was drink a drink and got caught in a picture. She ain't post nothing.
Right, true. Hello, who's this?
This is Renita.
Hey, now, mama. Now, we're talking Riri. Now, is she appropriate or out of line for all her display of love for LeBron?
It's fine. Just because she's a pop star doesn't mean that she's not a regular girl. She's still, you know, a regular girl who can stand crushes. No different than pick that down the street that post pictures of Morris Chestnut or Michael Ealy. They're married too.
Or Charlamagne. And,
or Charlamagne.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just fan crushing.
Okay, thank
you. Well, yeah, she might have been excited. She put up another picture of him holding the MVP trophy, and she put, who y'all think y'all fronting on? Never lose faith, champ, MVP, history, King James on your team.
Nah, she went a little too hard, man. She put two pictures of Steph Curry up slandering him.
She's definitely slandering him.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro.
I mean, it really is sound like she's a fan.
That's nah, the part man. Of the fan.
She put bae with a heart.
But not only that, she's slandering Steph Curry.
Slandering him. Got pictures of a little waffle-colored Negro walking butt-naked through the street. Like, come on, man. No,
now that's
man.
A little too far. It's okay to vote with your guy, but she's slandering the other guy. The other guy ain't say nothing to her.
Has LeBron responded via social media?
You better not.
800-585-1051. We're talking about Rihanna and LeBron. She's showing a lot of social media love for LeBron. Is that
and Rihanna do not show up to the parade in Cleveland. If you come to that parade in Cleveland, it's going to be trouble.
She better not text. Don't call.
Girl.
Call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was 21 Questions, 50 Cent. Morning, everybody. It's Angela Yee, Charlamagne, DJ Envy. We're talking about Rihanna now.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're digging up all these old tweets, too.
With Rihanna?
LeBron says Shakira and Rihanna, though, they should have kept that to themselves. Not fair to mankind.
Oh, boy. Now, we're talking about Rihanna's love for LeBron. Now, if you haven't
her
seen
lust
Rihanna,
for LeBron.
Lust and love. If you haven't seen her Instagram, she has a picture where she wrote 23 on her chest. On her stomach. There's another picture
And she tagged LeBron. In it.
She's acting like she's, I don't know if she's acting like she's kissing the trophy. Let me look at it.
Yeah, she's calling the trophy bae.
This is when you win the trophy and your girl runs on the court and she looks up to you holding the trophy. This is the pose that Rihanna has.
Absolutely.
And she put bae.
Laugh out loud. And then there's the trophy, crown, and an engagement ring.
No, it's a happy smiling face emoji. Mm-hmm. It's a crying face emoji because she's not with LeBron. A crown, a trophy, and then the ring.
Now, what ring is that? Is that the champion ring or is that an engagement ring?
I mean, they don't have a championship ring on Apple. All I'm saying is, man, I just don't understand why Rihanna don't get slut shame for lusting after a married man. Because y'all gave that chick who was lusting after Steph hell. And Rihanna has to know her position.
But she could be a LeBron fan.
Don't put bae.
But bae is a new sign of endearment now.
No.
It don't mean the same as it meant before.
Yes, it does. Tell your wife that when a girl puts your picture up.
Now, you already said your wife would have an issue with it.
All right, then.
I would have an issue with it. I'd have an issue with it.
And all I'm saying is,
Rihanna, don't you call me bae.
Don't call me bae.
And all I'm saying is, if you are a woman who has a song that says, "Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? F your white horse in a carriage," you can't do things like that because you already got a reputation that precedes you. So you're making it bad in that man's house because I'm sure that man's wife is asking, "What the hell is up with this chick?"
After we just won the championship and I won the MVP.
And it's Father's Day.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Envy. This is Tasha from Jersey.
Hey, Tasha, mama. Now, what do you think about Riri? You think it's appropriate or out of line?
No, it's definitely out of line. She's out of pocket. She can support him without calling a married man bae.
Right. I mean, I didn't have a problem with the post that she put up before that, congratulating him, King James,
on
your turf.
What about all the slander of that light-skinned brother, Steph Curry?
That was a lot, man. You don't ride so hard for somebody's competition if you're not really, really down with them in some way, shape, or form. And I don't mind that either. It's just the bae stuff and putting 23 on your stomach and tagging them in it.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, what do you think about Rihanna's love for LeBron? Is it appropriate or out of line?
At first, I was going to say it was inappropriate, but while I was on hold, I was looking at the pictures, and it's not that bad.
Oh, please. Yeah, because it ain't your man. You got a man? You got a man?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, what about if Riri did it to your man, called your man Bae?
Well, he's, like, totally out of his league, so.
Okay, what if we're, all right.
She'll be like, baby, you better go out there and retweet that.
What about one of them little basic-ass girls around the way? They post a picture of your man today, and they put Bae, Man Crush Monday.
She didn't put Man Crush Monday.
Exactly. Even them, if it was, like, hard eyes emojis and all of that, the emojis weren't even inappropriate. It was totally, like, valid.
What's your name, boo?
Jennifer.
Where you from?
The Bronx.
All right, no, listen. Whoever's having sex with Jennifer's man in the Bronx, please post a picture of her man and put Bae.
Now, I will say the one thing I will say that could redeem this whole situation
is what?
Is if Rihanna and Savannah are cool with each other and she did that.
Hell no, nobody's cool with somebody who's going to do that.
Just because she's excited that they won. If they're cool with each other.
All right, let's say.
But she did put LOL like it's a joke.
Okay,
Who's the joke?
Hold on, you got a boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
L'Oreal, one of your best friends, posts a picture with your boyfriend and goes, Bae.
Well, first of all, if he won the championship and the MVP,
you wouldn't have a problem?
Then I'd be like, that's right. That's Bae.
No. Get out of here.
Because if she did that, I would know that's
just... You don't love him.
No. You don't put Bae with another woman's man.
No way.
No, that don't happen.
You don't love me.
In no way, shape, or form. And vice versa.
I'm just saying, if I know what their relationship is and I'm cool with... I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Maybe they are cool with each other. Maybe she knows. Maybe she hangs out with Savannah. Who knows?
I got plenty of homegirls I'm cool with. Let me post a picture of one of them and put wifey. LOL.
Yeah, you better not.
Okay. All right. Okay.
By the way, Rich Paul just texted me. He wanted me to tell you this, Charlamagne. He said... Tell Charlamagne right now he can RWTW.
What did that mean?
Roll with the winners.
I'm not rolling with the winners, but I get a winner's credit. Hey, listen.
Well, tell the people who Rich Paul is. They probably don't have
LeBron's agent.
LeBron's agent.
There's no slander.
The one y'all thought was Kevin Hart on the court after the
game. He looked like Kevin Hart a little bit.
There will be no slander about LeBron James from me ever again. You can't give it. You can't. Well, you're just a hater if you slander.
Well, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, didn't they tell you that I was a savage? F your white horse in a carriage. Rihanna gonna do what Rihanna gonna do, okay? And not even get no slander for it because she's Rihanna.
All right. And I just want to say that I predicted the Cavs in 7.
Yes, you did.
Now, yeah, we got rumors coming up.
Yeah, we are going to talk about your prediction. But let's talk about Father's Day. Brittany Griner was upset at people wishing her Father's
Day. That was funny.
I don't know if you guys saw
that. That was funny.
That wasn't funny. It was very petty, but I was proud. I was proud of a lot of people's petty yesterday.
That was funny.
All right, and Gucci Mane, his first performance. Welcome home, Gucci.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Prince B from PM Dawn, and we'll play a little piece of PM Dawn for you. He was only 46 years old, and he passed away at his house in New Jersey from kidney disease. He also had been living with diabetes. And somebody posted on his Facebook page, Prince B, rest in peace forevermore. Pain from diabetes can't harm you anymore. R.I.P. Check out this song, which was a huge song, Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
I can remember when I caught up with a pastime intimate friend. She said, but you're probably gonna say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right though, I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of
my
mind.
So important to be healthy.
Just put her right back with the rest.
I hadn't heard from PM Dawn in a while, so I thought he was already dead. But why does he always have the stigma of like being whack? Because I didn't think he was whack. He had joints.
I didn't know that he had a stigma of being whack.
He did. Remember KRS threw him off the stage one time?
Oh, I didn't remember that.
I remember KRS threw him off the stage? No, I didn't remember that.
But I remember they had a song on the Boomerang soundtrack also, I Die Without You. That was really good. All right. Now let's talk about the Bling Ring. Now,
that's it?
Yeah.
Damn. Drop one of Clues Bomb for PM Dawn. I was like, wow.
I mean,
there was more to the story?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Now he passed away.
Jesus
rest in peace.
Yeah, I mean, he was only 46 years old, but we've been seeing too much of this happening as of
late. We're losing all our legends this year, man. Prince, Fife Dawg, PM Dawn.
Right. Now, let's discuss the bling ring. This is in Hollywood. A lot of people's houses are getting broken into. Kevin Hart, Chris Brown, Scott Disick, Black China, Big Sean, all these people's houses are getting broken into, and they feel like these are all related. They all run in the same circle, all of these people, and all of them were hit when they were out of town. The burglars knew where all the jewelry was, where there were large sums of cash in a safe. They knew exactly where to look. So seems like it's an inside job all the time with all of these situations.
They don't have Sloman Shield or ADT or...
Listen, apparently it's an inside
systems?
Job.
You know what I think? Dog.
Sometimes
or
I dog. Think it's people that come in and work on your house. So they have access to a lot of different things. They know how to get in. They,
but they
know
got
the
cameras.
Security
like,
system.
I got cameras in damn every room in my crib.
They do have cameras, and that's how I feel like sometimes these people are getting caught. All right? Now let's talk about Brittany Griner. For Father's Day, she was getting harassed on Twitter. Now, all of this is Brittany Griner's in the WNBA, and she had gotten married, and now she has to pay child support to her estranged wife, Glory Johnson, for their twins that they have, even though she has no biological connection to the kids. So definitely not a situation that she's too happy about. Now, she put on Twitter, "Everyone, please chill with the happy Father's Day-ish. Tell your own dads, because I'm not one." And then somebody said, "Happy Mother's Day, is that better?" She replied, "Please kiss my ass. I'm not a damn daddy. I'm not that either."
What if she just said, "Suck my dick. I'm not your daddy."
She put up the middle finger emoji. Somebody tweeted her and said, "You are a stud. You are black. You paid child support. Happy Father's Day."
Yo, petty, man.
Listen, man, drop one of Clues bombs for all the petty people of the world. Y'all are all jerks for what y'all did to Brittany Griner yesterday, but I am proud of your petty, okay?
Now, somebody did tweet out, "Really, people trolling Brittany Griner today, but just last week they were praying for the LGBT community. I swear people are just dumb." Good point. All right, Gucci Mane is out of jail.
Gucci!
He actually went and did a performance. He was at Elon Mansion, and here is what it sounded like. Crazy. All right, it was, I don't know if you guys saw the video, but everybody was going crazy for Gucci, and he still sounds great. You know how some people sound a little rusty?
Now he sounds good. And when he did the song that he gave us first, he sounded good. And when I was in Atlanta over the weekend, you could just tell it's a Gucci town. Everything I heard on the radio was Gucci. It just felt like a Gucci town again, so
and last
welcome
but
home,
not
Gucci.
Least, Exhibit is going to be joining Empire for season 3. Now, he made his debut in season 2 in the finale, and now he's going to be returning for season 3 as a recurring role.
Do a lot of people still watch Empire? Do you still watch it?
I did watch it. I didn't see every episode, but I saw almost all of them. I got to catch up. But
I don't watch it anymore.
The new season 3, starts September 21st.
I definitely still watch Empire. I mean, I liked Empire when it first started. Then I really liked it when they gave me a cameo.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I continue to watch it. Once I get into a show, like, I'm in. Like, I can't just quit after the third season. If I watch 2-3 seasons, I'm all in. I got to see what happens.
It got kind of corny. You stopped watching it.
I mean, it was decent last season.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne, who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I got to play fair, even though I rooted for these guys. The Golden State Warriors got to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with them.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll get into that when we come back. And I just like to say, I predicted in 7, the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to win. Yeah.
Yes, you did.
No applause. I don't want no credit. Stop the applause. Nah, I do. I want a little applause.
Hey, you better get your damn credit.
We'll make sure we give you plenty of credit.
You a New York sports fan. When you get sports predictions right, you better take them. Because you're wrong every other time about your Knicks and whoever else.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get to the dunk of the day up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the game. Dunk it of the day.
Charlamagne. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Monday, June 20th goes to the Golden State Warriors. Look, I play the game fair. I like the Warriors, but Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. There's absolutely, positively no excuse for the Golden State Warriors to not be back-to-back champions this morning. They were 73-9 on the season, but it don't mean a thing if you don't get the ring, okay? I'm disappointed because never in my life have I rooted for anyone of beige descent, okay? Never in my life have I wanted waffle-colored Negroes to win anything. Okay, I'm the guy who cheered when Nino Brown choked and stabbed Kareem Akbar in New Jack City, okay? But I like the Splash Brothers.
Hater.
Klay Thompson and Steph Curry, but they did not show up last night in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. 14 points for Klay Thompson, 17 points for Steph Curry. That's a combined 31 points. Steph, I am extremely disappointed in you. You are the back-to-back MVP of the league, the first unanimous MVP. You can't just have 17 points in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, okay? Golden State's bench only scored 16 points collectively. In fact, if it wasn't for the dark-skinned splash cousin, Draymond Green, Golden State probably would have gotten blown out, okay? Draymond had 32 points, 15 rebounds, and 9 assists. Nothing bad to say about that, man. Drop one of Clues Bombs to Draymond Green, okay? He's the only Warrior who looked like he understood this was a Game 7. Not just any Game 7, though. The chance to make history. After having the best regular season NBA record of all time and win back-to-back titles and y'all blew it, the Warriors were up 3-1 in the series, which I liked because I picked the Warriors in 5. No way the Cavs could beat the Warriors 3 straight games. Golden State hasn't lost 3 straight games all year, and 2 of those last 3 games were going to be in Oakland, a place where they only lost 2 games all year. Okay, Warriors had this sewn up, so we thought. But as we learned in the Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals, it's not finished until it's done. Or it's not done until it's finished. Either way, there can be no respect put on the Golden State Warriors' name this morning because they didn't finish the job. This is like, you know, when your boy been going out with a chick for a while, whining her, dining her, spending all types of time with her. But when you asked, did he hit, though, he still ain't smashed. You can't brag about dating her. Nobody cares. 73-9 looks great on paper until you read the fine print and realize they didn't win the chip this year, okay? Nobody cares if the chip not won, bro. This is like performing oral sex on a woman for hours and she never climaxes. Angela Yee, do you give a man points for that?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Damn, right?
You don't get points.
You don't get points. You can be down there all day long, but if she don't climax, hey. But you know, Golden State, you guys are young, very talented. Couple of adjustments. I believe you'll be right back in this position next year, but that has absolutely nothing to do with you all getting Donkey of the Day right now.
You are the Donkey of the Day. You are the Donkey of the Day. Hee-haw.
I noticed a lot of people on my timeline were like, Charlamagne got to give himself Donkey of the Day again. They were going crazy.
I did that already. I did it when I predicted the Warriors in 5, and it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. But let me give props what props to do. Salute to the man who's been to the finals 6 straight times and has won 3 NBA championships. Drop one of Clues Bombs for James Jones. Okay.
Congratulations to LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Again, I predicted 7 games that they would win this, and congratulations. That's all I can say. I'm a Knicks fan, so, you know, I really want the Knicks to win.
Yeah,
I'm kind of upset that Amon Shumpert and J.R. Smith have rings right now.
Yeah, over Melo. But salute to the 216. Cleveland, y'all need it. I mean, deserve it. And you can't slander LeBron James no more.
Nope.
All LeBron James slander is finished and done. I'm not a hater. That man gave his hairline for this. He got a full gray beard.
He got gray hair now on his beard. He got
a full gray beard trying to make that third world country Cleveland great again.
He's working hard.
And he changed the narrative on his whole career with that victory yesterday. Okay, one championship in Cleveland is worth those 7 he said he would get in Miami. Salute to all the real Cleveland fans. I know Machine Gun Kelly, my man Ricky Smith, at Riccone on Twitter. DJ Steph Floss, salute to y'all. You deserve
salute
it.
Salute to Rich Paul.
I mean, it's only right since he's saving cities. He should just come to New York next year.
No.
Bye.
You don't need that extra stress.
The
man ain't got no hairline now and a full gray beard. What you want him to be in a wheelchair by All-Star game next year?
Hey.
No.
All right. Well, thank you for that Donkey of the Day. Since we're talking LeBron James, let me ask the question since he won a ring and everybody is now on
his
D.
Don't do it. Do not do it. I know where you're going.
Better than Michael Jordan.
First of all, this isn't ESPN. That's number one. And number two, there's no need for you to do that.
Is Michael Jordan.
There's no need. Why? Don't do that. Don't be a prisoner at a moment.
We're talking LeBron James. He won
a
chip last night.
Don't be a prisoner at a moment.
He did it. He brought it back to his season.
No,
I'm just asking.
No. Stop, man.
Is LeBron James
could you stop?
Now,
better than Michael
hold
Jordan?
Hold on. Your guy, Jay Williams, who was up here before, right?
Right.
He said LeBron, he tweeted out, LeBron James may not have won as many championships as MJ, but there is no doubt he is better.
He also tweeted out,
yes, and I played against Jordan. I've watched Michael Jordan my whole life, and I played against Jordan. LeBron James is better.
First of all, two things here. Jay Williams, you played against Michael Jordan when he was on the Wizards. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Jay Williams, you're my man, but we have I've seen that you make very terrible choices and decisions
hey,
in your life.
Hey, come
and
on.
This is another terrible choice
Forgive
and decision
and forget.
To he's, tweet that and say that.
He's over that motorcycle accident. We're talking facts.
It's not facts. Listen, stop.
585-1051. I'm just asking.
LeBron's in the room, but he's not better than
is
Jordan.
LeBron
Nobody's ever going to be better than
better
Jordan.
Better than Michael Jordan.
No.
They say LeBron James is athletically better than Michael Jordan.
LeBron,
they said he's stronger. He's can see the court better.
LeBron's not better than Magic.
Gets more rebounds.
And Kobe,
has
maybe.
More assists. I'm just asking the question.
And the only reason I won't give him over Kobe yet, because Kobe beat a rape charge. It takes a real different type of will to win to beat a rape charge and keep your marriage intact. And you're definitely not better than Magic, because Magic beat HIV.
800-585.
Winning the championship in Cleveland is up there with those two.
105, what we're asking.
But not better.
Is LeBron better than Michael Jordan?
Oh, I can't believe it. This is so disrespectful.
We'll get to it when we come back. All right, it's Ken Jones, don't mind. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's us and that sexy body. Shout out to all my West Indian, all my Caribbean people. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking LeBron James, Michael Jordan.
I don't even know
who
why you're
is
doing
better?
This. I don't even know why you're doing this.
I mean, LeBron won a ring last night. He went back to a city and got that ring. Took so much slander, so much heat. Y'all been poking at him and poking at him and poking at him, calling him soft, calling him a crybaby, the flop master, and
Why
a host of other
this?
Things.
Why are you doing this? Listen, Michael Jordan is a god. Okay, not only is he a god, he's undefeated in NBA Finals, never went to a Game 7 in the NBA Finals. He's got 6 NBA Finals MVPs. Let LeBron be LeBron. He's got his own lane, his
Michael
own
Jordan
legacy.
Michael Jordan has Scottie Pippen, though.
But so what? LeBron has got Kyrie Irving.
And he has Phil Jackson.
He got Tyronn Lue, whatever.
Well,
listen,
you
Michael should
Tyronn
not.
Lue,
Michael Jordan should not be mentioned with nobody. What you got on your feet right now?
Jordans.
Okay, what I got on my feet right now?
Jordan.
Okay, Michael Jordan should not be mentioned with nobody. You know who else shouldn't be mentioned with nobody? Magic Johnson should not be mentioned with nobody.
Why Magic?
Magic was 5-4 in NBA Finals, and he went one-on-one with HIV and defeated it, okay? Not to mention, he revolutionized the point guard position.
Well, I don't know enough to say, so I can't even,
But what sneakers do you like better, Yee?
Well, of course I like the Jordans.
And it's all about degree of difficulty. The reason I say people like Magic should never be mentioned with nobody, Magic Johnson's rookie year, he won a championship after Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got hurt and Magic started at center in his rookie year. Everybody else to me is debatable. Like Kobe and LeBron, that's real debatable right now. I might give a slight edge to LeBron because of the degree of difficulty winning this championship this year. 73-9 the Golden State Warriors were. Best NBA record of all time.
Athletically, LeBron James, hands down, is the best player to ever play in the NBA.
Well, athletically don't count. Not in this era, because everybody's athletic.
What do you mean it don't count?
Everybody's athletically better than all those old guys.
No.
Everybody. Absolutely. These guys jump out the gym, man. They got steroids in their milk. They got steroids in all they meat. They just different. They're a different type of breed of human being. Like, no. Yes.
I don't know. So, Angelique, you going with the Michael Jordan sneaker?
I'm not joining in this debate.
This
I'm
is a terrible debate.
I'm just going to say I did watch the games and the series, and, you know, great job. That's all I can say.
Hello, who's this?
What's good?
We're talking Michael Jordan, LeBron James, bro.
Nah, he definitely ain't better than Mike, man.
Nope.
Listen, Mike did it in the era that was the greatest era of basketball, man. I mean, you look at the 50 greatest players, and at least 17 of them are from his era.
Thank you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Michael.
Hi, Michael Jordan.
Your name
Jordan.
Is Michael, or you saying Michael Jordan was better?
Oh, nah, LeBron's better.
Why do you say LeBron is better?
Because he's 20.
Because he's an all-around player, man. He does what he has to do. Michael is just the greatest ball.
So you trying to tell me that Michael Jordan never won Defensive Player of the Year? I need you to shut the hell up if you don't know what you're talking about, okay?
Charlamagne, you're just mad right now, bro. Just give him a respect.
That's true.
Did you even know that Michael Jordan had won Defensive Player of the Year before?
Yeah, I did know.
No, you did not know that. Because if you knew that, you wouldn't say he was a one-dimensional player. Stop it.
I think he meant offensively. I think he meant the fact that LeBron James grabs rebounds, assists,
I'm looking at their
and
stats.
Block shots.
I'm looking at all their stats.
Stats don't really tell the tale.
I mean, I'm just looking.
Well, stats, I know it says LeBron. If you look at the stats, it would say LeBron's a better player.
Well, I don't know about that yet. No?
Not
yet.
No, because LeBron has 3 NBA championships. Michael Jordan has 6.
Yeah.
LeBron's played 13 seasons so far. Michael Jordan played 15. LeBron's been in 11 playoffs. Michael was in 13. LeBron, 12 All-Star games. Michael Jordan, 14.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Ankara from Florida.
Hey, we're talking LeBron, Michael Jordan.
I think Michael Jordan is better.
Why do you think that, Mama?
Because he had more wins compared to LeBron, and he played and remained on one team.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Have a blessed
day. Thank you, Mama.
Listen, and by the way, Michael Jordan dominated an era. You're talking about a guy that three-peated twice, and the only reason he didn't probably win 8 in a row is because he retired. He went to go play baseball, came back, and picked up like he never left, bruh. Like, stop it.
He did play for the Washington Wizards.
Like, I'm, that don't count.
That
was a business move. He was a part owner of the team. That was a business move.
800-585-1051. We're just asking, who's better? LeBron James won a chip last night. He won it in his hometown of Cleveland. Is Michael Jordan better or LeBron?
It was legendary. LeBron sure shaved his head bald like Michael Jordan did, though.
You think it's time?
We don't know what LeBron's head looked like under that little bit of hair he got.
800-585-1051. Call us now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jeremiah with We. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking LeBron James. Congratulations to the Cleveland Cavaliers and the fans and LeBron James. They won a chip last night.
Salute to LeBron for making that third world country Cleveland
it's
great
not
again,
a
man.
Third world country.
I don't know if you've ever been to Cleveland, but they have an incredible mall, a nice downtown area, nice restaurants, nice clubs.
You know, Angela Yee only knows the malls and where to get the alcohol.
Listen, a nice restaurant. I like Cleveland.
All my images of Cleveland come from after LeBron left. When they were burning jerseys and tearing the city down,
Well, we're asking, who is a better player? Now, Angela Yee.
Come on now, you know I don't really know.
Well, for you, you just got to talk who's cuter and what sneakers
who's
are better.
Who's cuter? Yeah. Come on now,
shallow. Don't let him stereotype you like
that's
that. Like, that's all
that
females
know
about.
Like
that's all he knows.
That's not all I know. I watch. I'm a casual NBA
so who's
watcher.
Better,
so, I don't know. I don't want to lie. I don't know. I think that LeBron still has some more years on him to, you know, be better. So,
listen, this is Charlamagne Tha God talking.
Athletically, he's the best player that ever played the game that I've seen.
Him and Shaq. Listen, this is Charlamagne Tha God talking. I'm not having this argument with y'all all summer because it's not an argument worth having, okay? Michael Jordan is God, and I know people like to scream stats, but stats really don't matter, and I'm going to tell you why. Tony Romo, statistically, is the greatest Dallas Cowboy quarterback of all time, but he's really not because Troy Aikman won 3 rings. Degree of difficulty in winning championships is what counts. Last night, that was a high degree of difficulty for LeBron to win that ring. 73-9, the Golden State Warriors were. They were down 3-1 in the NBA Finals. LeBron came back and won in a cursed city like Cleveland. Hey, I give him all the props in the world, but Michael Jordan, he is not.
So
stop
if he wins,
it.
How many more rings does he have to win to be better than Michael Jordan?
He'll never be
opinion.
Better than Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's legacy is solidified. Why do we do this? Same way Drake will never be better than Jay-Z. Like, those guys' legacies are solidified. Can they be in the conversation? Can you debate it and argue it? Yeah. But you can probably be proven wrong every time you bring up the argument about LeBron and Michael Jordan. Now, LeBron and Kobe, different story. But Kobe still has the slight edge because he beat a rape charge and kept his marriage intact.
Stop it. Hello, who's this? Has nothing to do with basketball skills.
That's a stat that can't be measured. So.
Hello?
Man, Mike, man, it's two different games, man. You can't go against that, man. The NBA was way harder than in the 90s. LeBron wouldn't make it, man. They would have beat him up. But, I mean, I give respect to him, man. He got his ships, man. He's the best right now, but he's not better than Mike, man. You can't take it from Mike.
I don't know if they would have beat him up. LeBron is still pretty damn strong.
Yeah, I agree with you on everything but that. LeBron physically probably could have hung. He's big as hell.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's your boy Corey from Duval.
Corey from Duval! We're talking LeBron James. We're talking Michael Jordan. Who's better?
Man, you already know it's MJ, man. Envy, you need to be slapped for even asking this question.
I'm just asking. I want to know. It's just a conversation.
Who do you think seems like a cooler person, though? Michael Jordan or LeBron? Like, more fun.
I mean, I'll probably say MJ because he's MJ. You can't say that. It's MJ.
That's true. Michael LeBron looked like he stressed too much. He ain't got no hairline. He got gray in his bed.
Michael Jordan never lost the finals. You got Jay Williams. He got beat by Andrew Schultz, so he can't say nothing about basketball.
That is true. Now, we didn't take that into consideration. Jay Williams is out here talking about who the best, and he got beat by Andrew Schultz.
He got beat by a white guy.
That is true.
It's definitely Michael Jordan, so I don't even want to hear nothing else about it. I should talk about something else. It's over.
It's
all day.
Now, let me say this. LeBron last year, he had nobody with him last year. He couldn't have won it.
Why are you talking about last year?
I'm just telling you, because if he would have had his team, he would have won last year, too.
Let LeBron bask in the glory of today. Today, he is truly.
But what's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, in the words of Jay-Z, don't compare me to nobody. I'd rather not be mentioned. I'm offended. You can't compare to gods like Michael Jordan, to guys like LeBron James. LeBron James still building his legacy. Let him continue to grow, man. That's why he got a gray beard now, because y'all keep comparing him to everybody. Mm. LeBron got more grays in his head than me and you, Envy.
I know.
And we old.
All right. We got rumors coming up, E?
Yes, let's talk about in Boston over the weekend. Remy Ma ran into 50 Cent. She was with Fat Joe. And then she put up a really nice Instagram post about him. And speaking of 50, we'll also talk about a new lawsuit that's happening. 50 Cent and Dr. Dre are getting sued. Also, Cardi B, she might be single again. So it's time to put your bid in.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up. It's just
in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Figs.
Okay, well, this That's is nice. Big. Remy Ma, she saw 50 Cent while we were backstage at the Jam and 94.5 concert in Boston. Shout out to our family over there.
Mm-hmm.
And she put up this post about 50. She said, this man, 50 Cent, is so special to me. I don't even think he knows how special he is to me. When I needed people's support the most, he didn't run away and pretend to be too busy like a lot of others. He took out time to write and sign not one, but two separate letters in the hopes of helping me win my appeals. When I was incarcerated, he didn't have to do it, but he did, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you. Now let's get ready for my role on Power. So hashtag all the way up. See, I didn't know all that.
I wouldn't mind seeing Remy Ma on Power.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, I don't know if she's really doing it, but see, I'm sure she wants to. So we'll see if that happens.
There ain't no goon chicks on Power. Tasha's probably the closest thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she a goon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, in the meantime, 50 Cent is getting sued for a P.I.M.P. pimp. The producer said he sent 10 tracks to Dr. Dre back in 2001, and they did call him up.
15 years ago? He's suing for that?
And they did call him back and say that they are going to use that beat. So he agreed to sign a settlement deal as a result. But now he's saying that in light of some recent interviews, he believes that 50 and Dr. Dre did know that the song was going to end up on the album. So he's suing. He said that they lied to him.
You can't get a settlement and then rethink it and then sue.
Right.
You can't do that.
It might be a little late.
Yeah, a lot late.
For that. All right, Tyga is talking now about Kylie Jenner. And he's talking about why they broke up. He said that basically his relationship with her was overshadowing his career. Check it out.
I'm single. I'm enjoying life. You feel me? And kind of my thing is, like, you know, when you're in a very public relationship like that, it's hard for other people to see you differently than that. You know what I mean? And, you know, career-wise, just everything. It overshadowed a lot of my talents and a lot of things that I worked hard for.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So I think it just got to the point to where it was like, I respect you. You respect me. You know, maybe later on in life, maybe we might come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But right now, like, I wanna focus on what I need to do.
Man, Tyga let that cash cow go. Tyga's like the OG in the hood who was taking care of the dude all through high school, and then he gonna stop messing with him when he went pro.
By the way,
you gotta get your money back, bro.
Did you see the house that Kylie Jenner just bought?
That's what I'm saying.
Woo!
Crazy. Tyga should have got her pregnant.
Like,
you don't just let that go.
You gotta just go take a look at this new house that Kylie Jenner just bought. Yes.
She got it.
I'm just glad that iHeart's not playing that whack-ass 101 Tyga record no more that they premiered last Friday.
You guys debuted it.
That old fake-ass controller.
I think they pushing that hard, too. Yeah.
All right, now Cardi B is single again. It looks like her and her boyfriend Tommy have broken up. They were engaged, supposed to get married. Here's what she had to say.
You know what I'm saying? Breaking up with someone is just as sad as them breaking up with you. You gotta do what you gotta do sometime. And you know what I'm saying? You're thinking sometimes you're gonna break up with somebody to jump on the next big and it's not that. It's just like you just gotta sometimes realize like it just ain't for you.
Damn, Cardi B got her teeth fixed and left her man. It's a cold world, bro.
He's still in jail, right? He didn't get out yet.
You shitting, Cardi. You're going to regret that. Love the person who was with you when your teeth weren't all together.
All right, now Little Mama put out her own freestyle over 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
Okay.
And people are saying that she is going at Nicki Minaj.
Let's hear this.
And you was my daughter like I told you before. It's my mama's house like we hit it raw. And you ain't got no sons. I be hearing you talk crazy, but you really is buns. So when you talk, talk politely. And when you tread, tread lightly. Cause the ice getting thinner. Like 6666, it's gonna be a cold winter. Y'all know why this generation lacking respect. Cause y'all best never fight to protect. Y'all only fight the neglect. And y'all ride unless we repping y'all set. Like you ain't realize it's all about the capital yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you something though. Lil Mama gets a lot of slander, but Lil Mama be snapping.
She can rap.
On the lowest of keys, Lil Mama got bars.
Not on the low, she can rap.
I would hope she's not coming at Nicki Minaj, though.
I didn't hear that part, though, but she can rap.
Well, you didn't hear the part where she said about my sons and all of that. Well, I mean.
Why is Ray J riding around our lobby on the damn
scooter?
Where did Ray J come from?
I don't know.
Ray J's up here? What is he doing?
I wanted one of those scooters, though. I ain't gonna lie.
He's on a bike?
Yeah.
This is random.
Tell Ray J come here real quick. We got time?
We got about 30 seconds.
Ray, tell him to run in here real quick. Open the door. Sasha.
Now, you know that Ray J doesn't censor
Ray
himself.
Ray J! Ray J!
What is Ray J doing?
Come here,
Ray J.
This is mad random.
Now, Ray J, last time we put you on the radio live, you cursed. So
no,
curse.
It wasn't. It wasn't the last time.
But a couple times. No, that last time we put him live.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Ray J, damn it.
What are you doing in here,
this
Ray
guy
J.
Rodney? What's going on, man?
I just brought y'all some Scooty bikes. I got three bikes for y'all. You
what's
know?
Up, my brother? I've never seen this.
Why you look like a crooked pastor this morning?
What's wrong with you? That's all
I love. How you doing? Ray J got on like a suit and blazer and
you know, I got a working
button up, chest hands out.
Now I brought y'all some bikes, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I brought y'all some bikes. I got some Scooty bikes.
Wow, we appreciate that. That's so nice.
That one that says Beckham Jr., is that for Charlamagne?
Beckham Jr.?
That's Odell Beckham's bike.
Odell Beckham Jr.? Okay.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
is really nice.
That's why you got your hair cut like Odell, because you're going to see him
nah,
today?
Nah, man, I had this. I had this look. Oh, Shaw got the thing.
Dang,
oh,
Ray J.
Ray J.
All right, Ray J.
Oh,
all right, okay.
Can I tell you
we can't
put him on
Ray J.
My ride?
I knew he was going to curse.
No,
I told you, listen, I've never seen myself on camera here.
Our people are
that's exactly what I said.
Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow.
I apologize.
The People's Choice mixes up next.
I love everybody.
Ray J is crazy. Damn it, Ray J. Mixes up next. Thank you.